What is it? No, I'm not all right, and no, I don't want to talk. Sit down next to me. It's been 2 days. The camp counselor is signing up just anyone. And he always has that dear woman over in his cabin. This place is a joke. Does she even pay to live here? Yes, well, now I'm the one working. I took a job at the fish market down the mountain. At least I can be surrounded by something that's mildly enticing. Well, compared to... What are you eating exactly? Right, compared to that. These teeth aren't made for vegetables, no. Well, it looks like a vegetable to me. It's got green all over it. Mint? Mint ice cream. Oh. Cream. Alex would hate that. Let me have it. Mmm. Damn it, this isn't good. No. That's the issue. It's not good that this ice cream is good. I'm starting to understand why Alex wanted to stay. But I don't get it. If she likes this place so much, she should be here. She should come down and be here with her friends. No. I went up to that grocery store. She wasn't there either. And I know her taste in men. There was nobody like that there. I waited all night. Where were they? I'm not obsessed. I'm just worried. Because I am, stop questioning me. Why did you come over anyway? Well, if you're bored, make use of yourself. Have they restocked the pudding? Then fetch me some. I'll be here. Go on. I didn't ask for your opinion. Thank you. Hurry. Ah, my ears. Sound carries so different above water. Well? First you make me listen to you talk. Then you force me to eat your disgusting mint ice cream. And now you can't even get me basic food like pudding. If we were underwater, I'd eat you. No, I wouldn't. What a joke. Do you know how chewy she would be? If she's going to find a mate here, I at least want a good look at him first. I'll decide if he's too good for her, and I'll take him myself. None of that concerns you anyway. You complain when I talk down to you, but you still sit here and eat your ice cream with that stupid smile. Why don't you leave me alone if you dislike it? It would be better for both of us. No, I don't want any more of the stupid. A little bit more. It really shouldn't be this good. This morning, the sun touched my face. It felt good. I'm still getting used to all the gravity of being above water so often, but... the sun isn't as bad as I thought it would be. When you get deep down, it's real dim and cool. You can hear so many things, but none of the nonsense up here. It's unfortunate that I don't actually hate this place. Ideally, I wanted to come up on land, get Alex, and bring her back home. But now I can't find her. I keep running into strange, unwelcoming people. And there's you. Well, it's just that guys like you aren't common back home. No matter how much crap I give you, you just keep hanging out with me. Well, yeah, I hate it. Obviously. No. No, I don't. I don't hate it. It's one of the reasons I don't want to go home. That's what I hate. Don't touch me. What? Where? Where are we going? I'm not interested in human stuff. All you do is hang out at the lake anyway. I hate fresh water. What else could you possibly know? Even the showers here are fresh water. It's a nightmare. How am I supposed to get clean? Yes, I know about the bathrooms too. Apparently they've been broken. People are peeing in the woods. Ugh. What about horses? There aren't any at camp, are there? I'm coming. I don't see any horses. These are supplies, right? Horse supplies? Why does the camp have these? What is this? A salt block? If these are for selling, we shouldn't be taking it. Don't give me that look. That smile of yours is really something. I guess it wouldn't be so bad to have a salt block around in my cabin. Just in case I start feeling a little off. It actually really would help. Let me make something clear. Because I don't want any damage to my reputation. I don't like anyone at this camp. I don't like Alex. I don't like that clueless camp counselor. I don't like that deer woman. And I don't like that weird girl with a white hair who never sleeps. Man, there are a lot of weird people at this camp. I don't like them. I never liked them. I'm not going to like them. I hate this stupid place. But you are an exception. And you are the only exception. I'll keep you around.